Hello and welcome to the third APR podcast. I'm JP Arnold, your APR chair for the Pikes Peak PRSA here in beautiful Colorado Springs. And before I start, I just want to say it was so good to reconnect with our Pikes Peak PRSA board. I'm going to give a huge shout out to them. They have been working so hard for our community. They work in school districts as well as healthcare, the library, and chamber and EDC. And I tell you what, a big salute to them, and as well the Crisis Communication Network, CCN, with the City of Colorado Springs and El Paso County, and other organizations that are devoted to making sure you have the correct information at the right time. And so during this very challenging COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic, a big salute to our fellow communicators. So the last time that we talked about the APR journey, we talked about why you should become an APR. Now we're going to talk about when you should start your APR journey. Great question, right? I asked it all the time. And the answer is right now. No better time. It's going to help your professional development. It's going to help your organization and provide you confidence to kind of move forward in your career. So then you're saying, well, JP, I don't have any resources. Oh, but you do. And it's free. It's called the APR Study Guide, 161 pages of nutritional PR excellence. It is virtually PR gold. So what's in the APR Study Guide? Well, there are six groupings of knowledge, skills, and abilities called KSAs. We have, number one, the RPI four-step planning process. Researching, planning, implementing, and evaluating programs, the RPIE four-step planning process. Next, we have the leading from the public relations function. Then we have managing relationships, applying ethics and law, managing issues and crisis communications, understanding communication models, theories, and the history of our profession. Again, 161 pages. It is just a really good and well thought out document. So I highly encourage you to download that, print it out, and start using it today. Now there are some other textbooks that are available. There's PR Strategies and Tactics. It's over 600 pages. There's Effective Public Relations. It's over 400 pages. And so you're looking at over 1,000 pages of text. So you really want to get into that, immerse yourself into that literature. I think as well, too, you want to reach out and find a mentor to help you in this process. And a couple of things, I would recommend someone 20 years your senior that can kind of help and provide you sound advice. Then as well, too, you want a recent exam taker. And so once you get a little bit more in the process, you apply to with Kathy in New York and really start the formal process, that is something you really need to look at. Now, the APR, PRSA, and UAB, Universal Accreditation Board, they recommend that you have 5 years of experience. And so this is what they say on their website. It is recommended that candidates have at least 5 years experience in the full-time practice or teaching of public relations and who have earned either a bachelor's degree in communications specific field, for example, public relations, journalism, mass communication, or have equivalent work experience, which includes PR principles, PR writing, PR campaigns, research, ethics, and law, and an internship. And they also note that other organizations that can achieve the APR designation, they have a little bit more stricter requirements. So kind of put that into your full bailiwick of information. So I think another thing you want to consider is, you know, do you have a good trajectory of learning on the job and getting things done at your current work environment? And are you attending PRSA events and kind of networking and learning from others? And that will really kind of help you as you look to start your APR process. I think as well, too, you want to kind of map out your timeline. So we're going to go into a deeper dive of that timeline in the next podcast. But you want to look, you know, you want to have 2 to 3 months before your exam, so you have a concentrated study time. And then as well, too, if you apply, and then once you get that return acceptance into the APR process, your clock starts then, and you have 1 year to complete to where you can get $110 cash back. So if you complete your exam within 1 year of applying, you get $110 cash back. That's a wonderful incentive. So I would say start now. Find a mentor. Attend PRSA events. And download the APR study guide. It's 161 pages. And I'm telling you, I've got a master's degree in communications, mass communications. And each of the classes that I took for my mass comm degree at Middle Tennessee State University, each of them correlated with what's in the APR study guide. Managing relationships, law and ethics, crisis, communication theories and models, four-step RPIE planning process, and leading in a PR function. So really, I just do it right now. Go to the website praccreditation.org or prsacoloradosprings.org/APR. And there's just a lot of information there for you. And I am so thrilled and honored to be part of this journey for you. And I hope to be able to meet you, if I haven't already, at one of our events, either virtual or in person. And I just can't say thanks enough for what you do. And I look forward to talking to you in the near future in our next podcast. We're going to talk about the timeline as well as my APR journey. So take care. Have a wonderful day.